This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello, bonjour, hello. I was going to say it in some different languages and I realised, well, I don't think I know any. I'm Lou Sanders. This is Cuddle Club. It's a podcast about cuddling. It's not really. We're just sort of getting into relationships and stuff because I love chatting about feelings and relationships because I'm a woman. This week I'm talking to Jess Nappet. Middle name Amy. She's a writer, actress, comedian. She wrote her own show, Drifters. She was in the In-Betweeners movie. You get the gist. Let's just listen, and at the end, I tell you where to find her. Not exactly where to find her, although I do know because when we recorded the podcast, a map came up, so I know exactly where she is. But you have to sort of... You can't really publish that sort of information these days. It was a fun... lovely chat, but we do also talk about some deeper issues like miscarriage. So if you're going to be triggered by that, maybe this is not the one for you. Okay, love you. Hello, goodbye. I just realised I said hello and I'm just holding one breast at the same time. I don't know why.
You're holding your heart.
I've just gone to hold one.
That's exactly where your heart is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see you and I clutch a breast.
That's why it's so nice to have your tits fondled. We're going straight away.
Straight. This is Cuddle Club. This is Cuddle Club.
This is Cuddle content.
This is exactly what it's all about. How are you, if I could be so bold?
I'm actually all right, considering, you know, considering the situation. I feel like on a personal level, although sort of globally it's clearly been a tragedy, and I desperately miss social and physical contact with my friends, and I miss dinner, and I miss culture. On a personal level, everything that's going on has been wonderful.
Oh, great. That's
nice. I finally feel settled in my life, Lou.
Wow, because you've moved back to the northeast of England Los Angeles, America. Why would you do? I like it, but why would you do? I love
it. Really, but why would you didn't live there, did you? You had a nice little visit. You went out for
I
some...
I had a nice holiday. I went to your wedding. We should tell the listeners this. I went to your wedding and I wasn't invited, but I
You
came
were invited
anyway.
As Brett Goldstein's plus one.
Oh, yeah.
And I was delighted that you were there because I love you very much. And
we had a lovely time.
I thought, yeah, it was great. There were a few waifs and strays who were in town. And I just said, you know what? Come to my wedding, guys.
I love that because if we can't all celebrate love, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It was a very good wedding. It was so fun. And also, you just don't know who's going to be dropping by in town, do you?
No, it was an open door policy, really.
I was the last to leave. I think that's actually pretty cool.
I love that. I do seem to remember, but it was back in your drinking days, wasn't it?
I don't think I was drinking then, no. I don't think I was.
Really?
I don't.
So you were just tired and you fell asleep on the sofa?
Hang on, was I drinking?
I think you were drinking.
I guess we'll never know. No. Anyway, you're still married.
That's
a bit of a congratulations.
Shock, isn't it? Thank you. Yes. Yeah, still married. And yeah, now we live in England. I won, I guess.
I guess you could say. Does he like it there? Because big old change for him.
Yeah, no, he does. He really likes it now. I think nothing, it's just such an extra time, isn't it, for everybody? So it's difficult to gauge what's going to happen long term. But he's also a bit of an Anglophile. So, you know, he sort of, you know, when you see Americans watching Downton Abbey and you think, you think this is what England's like, loves the whole sort of idea of England and tea drinking and red phone boxes and all of the stuff that isn't really real. But we now live in this town that is quite picturesque and in the countryside, but it's also like got little shops. It's got a Whistleslew, do you know what I mean?
It's got a Whistleslew, we're this age now, rooms or two.
It's got some lovely pubs, and it's just it's the gateway to the Yorkshire Dales.
So he's hanging around with 80-year-old women.
Yeah, we're the youngest people here. We're the youngest people here.
That's unfortunate for your son.
Daughter.
Is it daughter?
It is a daughter.
Sorry, I assume it,
we met her,
I assume it's boy every time.
Why do you assume that? I've got a theory about whether people have boys or girls.
Come on, I'll hear it, please. I'll hear it before breakfast, please.
I think the first baby you have is the gender of the most dominant person in the relationship.
Oh.
And then there are exceptions. If the woman is quite masculine, it might be a boy, even if she's dominant. That's my belief. Obviously, that's a very heteronormative...
Well, let's just chuck that out to any scientists if they're not too busy on the vaccines.
Give them something to do.
Give them something to get the teeth into. The vaccine's getting a bit boring now. Give them something to chew on, you know, old school.
I'd be getting bored if I was a scientist now.
Yeah. Oh, you could save everyone. Boring. Why don't they? Because we're both on our period. That's not a secret. We found that out before we hit record. Yeah. Two women that love to chat, you go figure. Well, why aren't scientists solving the periods are actually quite sore and they make you cross? And they're tell you why, it's because women aren't drawn to science and people don't deem it necessary. But I said to Ben, the producer, I said you can actually die of bad periods if you're a man and your wife kills you. And he said, yeah, that's true.
That's a very good point. I mean, there's a lot of reasons.
So men can die.
Men could die, but it's very rare for a woman to kill her husband. It's usually the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, but we should say that it's a possibility so that they get going on the...
We probably should dangle that threat a bit more.
Yes, I think so.
If you don't, we'll kill you.
Yeah, if you don't come up with a cure...
People say feminists are aggressive, but I think they're not aggressive enough. I think you're right. I think that should be the real threat. And then we might actually see some action around here.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. But now what's the first fucking cuddle you remember?
Right, yeah. Okay. Can I just say I really love the fact that you have made a podcast about cuddling.
Thank you. Not enough people are saying
that. I love that very much. When the podcast was called Cuddle Club, I thought, it's obviously not going to be about cuddle. She's just called it Cuddle Club. Because she wouldn't take the format of the best episode of Brett Goldstein's movie podcast. Don't tell him it's the best episode. We're going to tell him it's the best episode. She wouldn't take that format into a whole podcast. And you bloody well have.
And yet here she is.
I love you for it.
Here she is, bold as brass. I did ask him if he minded first, and he wished me all the best, you know.
Did this come because you did that episode where you interviewed Brett as a joke?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved that so much.
A lot of people were angry because they were like, the listeners of that podcast, his very good Films to Be Buried With podcast, big shout out. They love films, so they love discussing films, and they're really excited because he is so encyclopedic about films. They were so excited to get on what his favourite films were, and then it was ruined by me, and they were like, this is a joke. So cross. Well, you could put this music under anything. Anyway, what was the first cuddle you can remember?
I don't know if it's the first one, but an early cuddle I remember is a cuddle with my dad. Both my parents are cuddly in the sense that they are, what I mean is they're fans.
Are they? Are Are they really?
Yeah. My dad's enormous and looks like Santa. He's like really round. And
you're built like a horse, a thin horse.
I'm not thin. People think I'm thin because I'm tall. I'm actually not. I've got very... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, I'm still fat and thin at the same time. I think that's somebody else's joke. Anyway, it's a joke when they say it. When I say it, it just comes out as a statement.
There might be a bit more to it. We'll never know. It might be someone else's setup.
Yeah. So I remember the clearest memory I have is of like cuddling my dad, but being so small that, and he's so big that I couldn't get my arms around him. But I was like lying on his big round belly after he'd just come home, he'd had a curry after work. And it stunk of like spicy, but I liked it. And then I had my ear on his belly, and I can just remember like giggling because it was very funny, the sound of all of the gurgling of the curry being digested inside his tummy.
Have you got brothers and sisters?
I've got an older brother.
I would have said the oldest child.
Why?
Used to leading, just because I've been reading about that, and I think you're quite alpha, aren't you?
Oh my god, that's so interesting. Tell me why you think that.
Because you just are, like, you just, like, you know how you defer to whoever is the most alpha? Like, if you're on a walk, you'd be like, well, I won't get my phone because Jess will get out her phone because she'll know where to go. Like, you know, I just defer to you. And I'm not that beta, you know? So I just think, so I thought you'd be the older.
But why do you think I'm bossy? That's so interesting.
Not bossy, not bossy, not bossy. I hate that word. No, taking command is not bossy.
But is that because I take command in conversations?
No, I think you're just like quite sort of, you'd get stuff done, you know? Like, I'd trust you to get stuff done. Some of your friends, you wouldn't put a map in their hands.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
No disrespect to you, Lou. I probably wouldn't put a map in your hand.
Ah, you're absolutely right there. But I can take charge. I just hate map reading. I'll get it done if I'm surrounded by idiots, put it that way.
Yeah, sure.
But if you're not, why not take the day off? If Jess is there, take the day off. If it's adventure, I'll leave. Like, if it's like the other day I went for a wild swim in these muddy banks and I was like, let's get there. And then I was leading because I was really excited about getting in the water.
I love a bit of wild swimming.
So your older brother?
Yes. Yes, older brother and...
Nice boy.
Yeah, when he's in the right... mood.
Nice boy, yeah. Show us a picture, yeah. Nice boy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That kind of nice boy.
No, I don't mean that. I was just fucking around. Let's move on from your brother. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Would you rather go at someone who got you loads of presents or was really affectionate? What I mean is watching Languages of Love, and I know you've done it.
I have done it. Yeah, of course I've done it.
Of course you've done it, you lived in LA.
I love talking about this. I love nothing more than getting a gang of girls together and dropping in the love language questions, seeing them all
squabble away.
Oh, it's just great.
seeing them wriggle around.
Yeah, no, presents aren't that important, but when Jamie didn't get me a present at Christmas, it's just great. But I actually really don't care for presents. I'd rather have a card with words in it. So I think my love language is words. I think that is what words of affection. Yeah. But the question is...
Would you rather have presents or so affection? But you can tell.
Affection 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I don't
Do you know what that. I think? Maybe your language of love changes as your economic situation changes, because I used to find presents way more important when I was poor.
Because you needed to sell them.
Yeah, I needed to eBay the shit out of them afterwards, you know, so maybe it changes with that.
Oh no, absolutely, I'm sure you're right.
You can buy your own presents, but you can't buy your own you can buy your own foot massage, actually, but you can't buy your own genuine words of affection.
Yeah, I think genuine affection is something that I long for. It's the one thing that my husband and I probably row about the most, is me.
Because he's with the old ladies down the bake sale.
He's down the bake sale, and I'm like, why aren't you giving me affection? And it's interesting that you bring up the alpha thing, because I think that I I get when I feel deprived of affection. I think he said something to me about being, he said something like, well, it's quite hard to go towards someone who's, you know, shouting at you or something like that. Or like, I can't, he's like, you know, you don't go towards a lion or something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
I think when I feel sort of neglected, my response is to get frustrated, and then it comes out as anger because I'm a psycho bitch. I'm not a psycho bitch, but that's just, you know, how it comes out.
There's a really good book called, I'm obsessed with it, it's called The Dance of Anger.
Oh, hello. I'm going to write that down.
It is so good, and it's all about the dynamics that when we push, the other person pulls, kind of thing, and if we're over-functioning, they'll under-function. So it's sort of fascinating, really. Every single dynamic is based on, like, one sort of, the way that you, but you can't ever change anyone else, so all you can do is change yourself. But when you do change yourself, they'll change themselves, but they might kick off at first because you're destabilizing the dynamic that they're used to. But then afterwards, more harmony can be built on a more even sort of keel. It's so good. Also, it's the time of the divine feminine, and I think a lot of women in comedy embrace quite masculine energy. I know I do, definitely. We've had to be quite masculine in our traits to succeed, and then, but then we need to come back into what my energy person would call the divine feminine, because otherwise we don't quite, like, that's all about receiving and stuff anyway, so it's like a better thing to be in. Like, well, it's balance is better. Like, it's yin and yang, isn't it?
Explain to me what the divine feminine is, quickly.
You'll have to Google that. No, it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's like, so at the moment we're in the masculine that's gone wayward. So things like, you know, Trump and Boris, and sort of like the masculine traits on their own, like divine masculine traits are brilliant and we need them. We need 50-50 and then we need divine feminine. But the masculine traits that we've got at the moment are the corruption of the masculine traits. So like power hungry, abuse of power, blah, blah, blah. So that's come out of balance. So if we can embrace like the divine feminine in us, then that puts it out into the world, and then it equalizes things a bit more, you know?
I just want to say I love all this shit.
Do you?
And I'm also really amazed by how many people are getting into quite sort of new agey. You know, there's a surprising amount of people going down the sort of spiritual journey route. I mean, in LA, everyone's on a journey.
But that's more, I feel like in LA, it's more for manifestation, for personal goals. That's how we get into it, I think. So we're like, give me the thing. How can I get the thing? And then you realise, oh, it's about something bigger, boring. You can't, like, my healer, who I don't see anymore, she was very against ever trying to create something for yourself in that way. You can bring in, well, like my friend, we did a full moon ritual ages ago, and it was like a special moon. She said, I'm going to do it for creation. She wanted a baby, but she didn't want to be so prescriptive because the universe knows what's for you better than you do. So she said, okay, I'm going to do it for creation, because she's also like a performer, and she thought, I'll just put it in the hands of, you know, the moon. And she did it for creation. She got pregnant about a week later, and then her baby came 3 weeks early on this another big, like, special moon.
The moon is powerful.
So the Lord speaks to some mysterious.
It is mysterious, isn't it? It's an interesting one. I love that. I think that's this very unique situation that we find ourselves in as this generation, this sort of first generation of women who are really, truly making the choice to not have children. It's very powerful. And I really feel like the world needs it.
Yeah.
Because I think, as amazing as having children is, it's such a huge burden on women's bodies and souls that we need more women making powerful moves out in the world that aren't concentrating just on motherhood.
Yeah.
I think that there is, you know, I don't know, on a bigger, when you look at the bigger picture of it, it's just really important that this is a thing now.
Totally. And also, We are obsessed with having our own kids, and there's so many kids. Like, my friend is adopting a baby soon, a young lesbian couple, and it makes me cry anytime someone says that they're adopting. I just, because it is a harder path, of course it is, and we're naturally built to kind of want to experience our own genes reproduced. So yeah,
it's such an incredible thing to do for the world, to adopt a child. A friend of mine was just telling me that her cousin just adopted, and they have a thing where they, when they're just about to bring the child, the adopted child, into the family circle, where they all just like sit around in a circle with the child, and they all like state their intentions to love and care for this child before they bring it in. She was telling me about it, and we were both just absolutely sobbing, because it just sounds like the most beautiful thing.
Oh, could everyone adopt someone, please? Oh no, I can't. Right, you've got to have a stable life, you see. Anyway, you know, and I need to do more television, so it's not easy. Anyway, enough about me. Enough about me, actually.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Have you ever had like a weird cuddle that stands out, but like could be good or bad?
Yes, or, I had.
Like,
after, just a very baby heavy chat, and I apologise, but after I had my first baby, I was, you know, you put on a bit of weight and you feel a bit icky. And I had gone over to my friend's house for dinner, and the baby was asleep in the next room, and our friend arrived, and she gave me a big hug, and, oh, congratulations. And she doesn't have a baby. And I don't know if she realised what she was doing. She gave me a big hug, and then she just grabbed onto my back fat and just shook it.
Wow.
And it was just the weirdest moment of feeling like I was just reminded of how much my body had changed, that there even was something to hold on to, that this person probably unconsciously felt like they wanted to just, it felt like a dig. It felt like they were going, you're a bit fat.
Right.
But they did, I'm sure, I don't know. It just was such a weird, like what should have been a lovely hug, and what she was actually saying was congratulations, but then there was just this like, really dark twist at the end.
It's funny what's in the subconscious, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You know, and we are all animals.
It was a really weird moment. And I don't know what, like, I've had some, not to go down the dark route. You're a comedian.
I think you can.
It's a comical podcast. But I had this horrible situation of being in hospital during lockdown to have a, because like we lost our baby, and that was a really weird, because of course, you know, you've never needed cuddles more, and very luckily I was allowed my husband there, but there were, I know lots of people who weren't and had to go through that alone. And there were lots of people giving birth to, you know, babies alive. And sorry, this is, I hope this isn't triggering for anybody.
We've got to talk about this stuff. This is a problem, is that it goes underground.
Like, it's a really, it's a really difficult one, because I do think it's important to talk about it, but I also am very aware of how triggering it is for people. And they could just be sitting around listening to a nice podcast, trying not to think about it, and then someone brings it up. You know, it's difficult, and that's why people don't talk about it sometimes, I think. And on that note, the funniest thing, I suppose it's not really very funny, but to me it seemed quite funny, that when I had a miscarriage, I'd say the thing people said to me the most was, it's so common. And I just thought, if your dad died, someone said to you, it's so common.
That's so true.
I completely understand why people were saying it. And they were saying, look, you're not alone. But it's not.
It's a funny thing to say. I'm so clumsy. That's the sort of thing I'd say. Yeah.
I think I would actually. Yeah. No, I think it's, it sounds like a consolation, doesn't it? But it actually isn't.
Yeah, and also there's a lot of awareness at the moment that we should talk about it, and like people don't, and blah, blah, blah. And like driving anything underground is not good. But I guess right after someone tells you, it's so
cool. Absolutely amazing. But there were loads of moments like that. But anyway, no, the funny thing about it was just to be in a situation where people were actively avoiding touching you in the hospital. You know, they're wearing masks. Yeah. And, you know, the midwives would come in and then, because it was like a 3-day process, but they'd come in and talk to us at a distance, and I could tell that they wanted to be near me and touch me and put their arm around me and all of these things.
Well, you've been on Taskmaster.
Oh my god, I love you so much. That's so funny. Well, absolutely. And
so they wanted that human. Of course, you want that human.
Yeah, of course, you want the connect. You know, I think they. And anyway, luckily I was getting cuddles from my husband. But at the end, one of the midwives came back in, and she was just sort of, she'd been there right at the beginning, and she just sort of said, "I just wanted to come and say goodbye because I've finished my shift." And she just went, "Can I give you a hug? Oh, I know it's not allowed." Oh. And then she just came over and just hugged me, and I was like, "Oh God!" She needed to do it too, and I really was so happy that she came back just to give me a cuddle.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to turn a blind eye to them rules, I think.
Well, it's a funny one at the moment, isn't it? Because I think also then what happened was
you got COVID.
Oh God, that would have been so great. But what actually happened was the people kept wanting to cuddle me.
Yeah.
Once they knew that
you were open for cuddles,
people kept breaking the rules, and I kept being like, "Stop touching me." But the first cuddle I got from, it was lovely because when I came back from the hospital, we'd been living on this farm over lockdown. This is where it had happened. And so we'd got to know our neighbours who ran the farm.
Yeah.
And she had looked after our daughter while we'd gone to hospital. And she'd just been an absolute lifesaver and a legend all the way through the whole drama of both lockdown and the sad thing, the badness, as I refer to it. And and we'd never actually touched each other because we'd always stood 2 feet apart from one another. And then when I came back from the hospital, she'd obviously been looking after our daughter, and then she said, she was like, she just looked at me and she just went, "Can I give you a hug?"
Aww.
And then we just had this lovely hug, and she was like, she's just like a lovely mum, you know, and I didn't have my actual mum there, and it's just really nice.
Aww.
Time for the practical examination now. It's hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody. Get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle.
Okay, we have got to the end of the podcast, and what I do is I cuddle you. Well, you close your eyes. I come in and cuddle you energetically. You'll know this from the ones you listen to. And then you see if you can feel it. Okay. yes, we're both on our periods. Yes, we believe in the moon. But can you close your eyes? Can you feel this? A kiss on the cheek and I'm out.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely.
Is that a slice of heaven or what?
That was right in there.
Yeah.
Coursing through my veins.
Yeah. Are we going to call it a slice of heaven or not? I can't wait all day.
All right. We'll call it a slice of heaven.
I can't wait all day to it. Be called a slice of heaven. Okay. Now I'm ready for mine. Okay.
Here I come. Oh. Good girl.
Good girl, lovely at the end, like a little pony. I love that.
Oh God!
I'm gonna when I see you, I'll be giving you a couple of dong bags. You might not need them, but they are
always welcome.
You know, it may be put up as a little memento or something like this. You know, frame them. I don't know. I'm on the front of them. That's what I will say. So it is art.
They'll be going on a shelf.
Yeah,
they'll on display. Don't
they'll
worry.
Be collecting dust. Well, thank you so much for coming. What a lovely episode. Thank you so much for coming on. Really nice to see you. Maybe we'll have a
you
Zoom
too,
for
mate.
Fun one day. It's not all work.
Well, how about yeah, we do something for
FaceTime.
Okay, babes.
Mix it up. Okay, lovely to speak to you. Thank you for everything, really. Thank you for your art.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. For being you.
Thank you. So that was Jess Knappett. Lovely chat. She is on Instagram. You can follow her at Jessica Knappett. Stick a K on the Knappett, I would. Otherwise, you just won't get there, if I'm honest. She's on Wikipedia, if you want to have a little look at that. She's on Twitter. It's Jessica Knappett, at Jessica Knappett. Oh, also, your dad told me to tell you to rate, review, subscribe. Okay. Remember to CC everybody in. CC stands for Colour Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.